KXCI Tucson, this is Bridget Thumb. I'm in the studio with Melanie and Rambo from the Nerd Gym. We're here to talk about muscles. What's the muscles? What's the deal? What's this?
Hey, Bridget. So muscles is the first gender-neutral bodybuilding and powerlifting-derived competition.
Okay. The world's first.
The first in the whole world, right here in Tucson, Arizona.
Here in Tucson.
This is going to be taking place July 13th. That's a Saturday.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
And at the one and only Nerd Gym, which is located where?
15 East Tule Avenue.
Right on the corner of Stone and Tule downtown.
Downtown Tucson, right in the heart of downtown Tucson.
Love it.
Who can do this?
Oh, that is a beautiful question. I love this question. Anyone can do muscles. It is designed to be a beginner-friendly, inclusive competition, and it is a gender-neutral competition.
What that means is that muscles is open to everyone. So people who are transgender, people who are non-binary, two-spirit, and other forms of gender expression that are infinite can attend and do it.
Why does the world need a gender-neutral competition?
When you are competing, you're really competing with yourself, and you're looking at the people who are around your same ability level. You're not saying, am I the best woman? Am I the best woman in the world? I mean, maybe you are, but there are competitions already for that, so we don't need to make another one of those. I would emphasize that everybody should do a competition at some point in their life, just to get out there and do it, just to see what you're made out of, just to have fun, challenge yourself, and there should be more inclusive and welcoming and beginner-friendly environments like this one that we're trying to create, and I really hope it takes off.
How did you get this idea?
Well, I remember talking to Melanie about it, and then Mel just going like, yeah, hold on there, and then, you know, a day or two later, okay, this is how it's going to happen, and...
Yeah, something tells me you're an action-oriented person.
An action-oriented person. We talked about how there needed to be another way for people to compete in these wonderful sports. Were we talking about some of the stuff that was going on with sports? I think this was right when women were being banned from...
USA powerlifting.
Yeah.
Also, it was close to around the time that Olympic runner Caster Semenya was... under heavy scrutiny by the organization that she runs for because her testosterone levels are naturally high and they were like pushing her to take medication to lower it and she refused. So I'm very happy for that.
Yeah, so this is an Olympian cisgender woman whose natural testosterone fell above. And this is the problem with if you are outside the bell curve with your hormones or with your body in any way, you get left on the sidelines. It's a lot more difficult for you to compete.
There's a lot of cisgender people who don't know what cisgender means. What is that?
A cisgender person is simply a person who was born and they identify with the sex and the gender that they were assigned by a doctor at birth. That's basically cisgender.
I didn't know I was cisgender until very recently.
This event... It's a competition.
Yes.
So are there prizes?
Yes, we're going to have trophies and accolades. Yeah, absolutely.
Not only can you compete in the muscles competition, but you can go to support. Now, people who want to compete, is there a deadline for registration? How does that work?
We will take registration up into the very last moment, but the sooner the better. Email mel@thenerdgym.com is probably the best way to get in touch with me to find out about registering for muscles, about tickets, all that stuff.
And this event is taking place July 13th, Saturday, at the Nerd Gym.
15 East Tule Avenue.
The first gender-neutral bodybuilding powerlifting competition in the entire world.
Oh, yes.
This is Front Page News. Thank you for coming to KXCI to tell us all about it.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.